This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. This week on Musical Space, Mark Foley looks at the importance of actual musical spaces.
Music becomes distinctive when it reflects its own geographic space. This could be a neighborhood, a bar, a church, or even a sports arena. Things click when a group of musicians feel a connection to a particular place. Dixieland jazz is associated with the French Quarter in New Orleans, bluegrass with the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. The blues is connected to Beale Street in Memphis and Maxwell Street in Chicago. In the 60s, the hippies had the Fillmore in San Francisco. The Grateful Dead played there more than 50 times. New York City has had loads of musical spaces. The Village Vanguard on 7th Avenue has been the nexus of jazz from the bebop era through today. The incubator of soul is the Apollo Theater. Punk Rocks was a bar called CBGB. Hip-hop came from the South Bronx. And Broadway shows came from, well, Broadway. I don't think any of these styles would have happened if they weren't geographically concentrated. These weren't just gigs. Musicians wrote their music specifically for these venues. That's how styles are invented and perfected. Audiences are receptive to this, too, because they know when they go to Preservation Hall in New Orleans, the Troubadour in Hollywood, or Red Rocks in Denver, they'll be hearing something that no one else in the world will experience. The music was made specifically for them. And this all runs counter to the idea that music can be franchised, homogenized, and suburbanized, like a chain restaurant. Musical meaning comes from musical space. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.